So I think it's been shown in the last few years that the rising CO2 levels in the atmosphere can have a direct impact on the ocean biology through changing the chemistry of the upper ocean. And I think it's just starting to be realized that that could be quite a dramatic impact on the future functioning marine ecosystems in the ocean. And recently a publication came out in Nature showing, for example, in the Southern Ocean that by the end of this century, using a pretty typical CO2 emission scenario, business as usual, that large portions of the Southern Ocean become undersaturated with respect to aragonite due to elevated CO2 levels in the ocean. And the impact of that change in the ocean chemistry will be dramatic on organisms that form aragonite shell. And under this kind of scenario, by the end of the century, those kind of organisms will cease to exist and become extinct. So this idea of the change in the ocean chemistry and the driving the Southern Ocean under saturated aragonite is based on the atmospheric CO2 emission scenarios we put in. I think the key thing to note is if we let CO2 levels rise above 600 microatmospheres or 600 ppm, that is sufficient to make large portions of the Southern Ocean become undersaturated with respect to aragonite. So that sort of gives us an idea of what the upper bound is on CO2 emissions in the atmosphere. Organisms from deep corals to pteropods that are basically snails that live in the ocean, to other calcifying organisms like coccolithophores. We've talked about the aragonite undersaturation issue, but all organisms that form calcareous hard parts, basically calcium carbonate, will be affected by rising CO2 levels in the ocean, and that will impact their ability to form calcareous shells. So it has been shown that there's a nice link between CO2 levels in the ocean and the ability of an organism to calcify. The Pulse Voyage provides an opportunity for us to start to get some really unique biogeochemical observations out into the Southern Ocean. You know, an important region for biogeochemical cycling in the Earth system. And this is an opportunity to actually start to get some of the latest technology into the ocean to actually monitor the system. The idea that rising CO2 levels can directly impact the ocean marine ecosystems, I think, is a really important concept to get across. And this is really independent of the idea of CO2 levels rising in the atmosphere affecting our climate. The direct impact of rising CO2 levels will have an impact, and we can already start to put some upper bounds on what is an acceptable change in the system and an acceptable bounds for limiting the impact of rising CO2 levels on marine ecosystems.